Welcome to the Savvy Spiritual Growth Podcast, where it's all about enhancing your spiritual life with host Suzanne Thibault, founder of the Padisma Advanced Healing Systems, intuition expert, and animal communicator. Listen to visionary spiritual leaders and learn their tips for living a divinely inspired life. And now, your host, Suzanne Thibault.
Welcome to episode 18, Break Free from Fear of Savvy Spiritual Growth Radio. Hello, everyone. I'm Suzanne Thibault, your host. As a certified life, purpose, and confidence coach and advanced energy healer, I support spiritually inspired women as well as their pet to break free from fear for a life of freedom, fulfillment, and purpose. Let's talk about that four-letter word today, fear. In my 40s, I began suffering with depression and anxiety. I went about my life like everything was good, but it really wasn't. I wasn't happy or enjoying life the way I had at a younger age. So I went to see my medical doctor and was given an antidepressant, Celexa. That's a pretty common one. This worked for me for a couple of years, but then the anxiety became worse. So once again, I trotted off to the doctor, and guess what? I got another pill. This time it was Paxil, which is a stronger antidepressant. Well, that medication began having negative effects on me. I was having really negative feelings, confusion. I had a hard time making decisions. And I blamed all that on that medication. And that's when I emotionally hit bottom. It was a place where I did not want to go on anymore. I did not want to live my entire life with anxiety, though. So I cried out to God for help. I'd been using my intuition and figured that if the pills were not helping me to overcome anxiety, then maybe there was another way. I was intuitively guided to quit the pills, so I did. Once free from those drugs, I began to feel better, and I had a sense of freedom and lightness about my life. I understood then that the pills were not the answer for me, although they helped. It was like putting a Band-Aid on a problem. The problem got worse and worse. And the anxiety was still there, even though I stopped the pills. And anxiety continued to hold me back in life. Fear was preventing me from living life that I wanted for myself. I made a decision that I wanted to change, but I didn't know how. And that decision to change then filled me with self-doubt, because I didn't know what to do to bring about change from anxiety. Then I would backtrack, talk myself out of changing. Oh, I can't do it. I don't know what to do. Therefore, I can't do it. Those kind of things. What I had experienced is called the fear of change. The fear of change runs in a cycle. I would feel anxiety, which is discontent about life. So the first peg on the cycle of the fear of change is discontent, something that you're unhappy about. It then moves on to the breaking point. And I did reach a breaking point, feeling like I didn't want to go on with life anymore. The next peg in the wheel is making a decision. You hit your breaking point, it forces you to make a decision one way or another. I've had feelings of not wanting to continue on with life, but at the same time, I also wanted to heal. It's just that I didn't know how. I didn't know how to change my life. So I decided I wanted to change. And that decision on that cycle of fear then brought me to the next stage, which was backtracking. That self-doubt kicked in, those negative thoughts and feelings kicked in, and I talked myself out of changing. And I went round and round and round in this cycle of fear, like I was on a hamster wheel for years and years. It wasn't fun. And what I personally experienced is that each time I would re-enter the cycle of fear, it would get more painful, more emotionally painful. I'd reach a deeper level of a breaking point where it hurt more inside of me. And so once going through that over and over and over, you even reach an even deeper breaking point. And it's like, I have got to get off this hamster wheel. I knew I wanted to change. Well, what I learned is that when you get to a deeper level of a breaking point, it can actually push you through the cycle of fear so that you do change, or it can help you to look honestly at your life and have an experience where there's an understanding of yourself, that there's a part of you that doesn't want to change. Well, I got honest with myself and I made the decision to commit myself to heal and change my life no matter what. And in this process of healing, I learned that fear asks us to face it. Fear wants us to look it in the eye, see what it is, and deal with it. Fear asks us to examine it. It wants to be seen and understood. And when you actually look fear in the face, it loses its power. And fear asks us to rise above it. We rise above it when we do look at it and see what it is. Most of the time, the fears that we are holding inside are silly little things. And if we actually are brave and just look at it and say, that's not true. I do deserve to have what I want. I can do it if I do these steps. There are always ways past and through fear. And the easiest first step is looking at it right in the face. Fear is the strongest emotional response that we human beings have. Fear can act as both a protective and destructive energy depending on the situation that you're facing. Fear helps us to avoid danger by triggering the flight or fight response when we feel threatened. And that's a good thing. That's a positive way that fear helps us. But unfortunately, this same flight or fight response can also be triggered when no real threat exists. And that's where fear is destructive to us. In that way, fear can hold you back with feelings of being overwhelmed or anxious, even when you can see logically that no harm will come to you if you move forward on a decision that leads you in a positive direction. For many of us, fear can become a serious block to what we want in life. It did for me. It is strong enough to prevent you from making positive changes. Fear tells you to wait so you don't have to endure negative consequences. But that's not helpful because you're not really in danger. Your life isn't being threatened. You're just needing to make a different decision for your life. And that can feel scary to make change to your life. But if you're brave enough to do it, you end up in a much better place. And I know that from my own personal experience. Fear really tries to limit your life potential when it attempts to keep you safe. We don't need that type of protection when we are trying to accomplish our dreams. And so I am adamant about clearing out fear for both people and animals now. When you can become aware of what your fears are and how fear is running your life, you have the power to break free from the conditioning and make a different choice. And that is empowering. And that feels good when you empower yourself in that way. Fear not only affects human beings, but also animals. As I was going through my own personal fear, I was noticing fear in my dog, Odie. Odie is a Dachshund Terrier rescue mix. He's 8 years old this year. Animals are highly sensitive to energy and easily pick up on our fear. And when they sense fear, they will express fear themselves through misbehaviors such as barking, hiding, shaking, peeing, or aggression. And Odie was picking up on my inner fear that I wasn't aware of, and he began barking daily aggressively. Because I was working on my own cycle of fear there, trying to get off the hamster wheel, I wasn't able to see Odie's fear mirroring me. And so it took me a while to figure it out, but I did. And I realized that Odie was reflecting fear back to me in hopes that I would look inside and see my own fear. If I would have realized that sooner, I probably could have got off that hamster wheel of fear a long time ago. But everything happens for a reason, so we keep moving on. I want you to know that your pet is guiding you to see your fear and address it through their behavior. As I worked on integrating my own fears and moving past them, Odie healed along with me and his behavior improved. He wasn't being a jerk by barking. He was showing me and teaching me the fear that I was holding on to that wanted to shift. And all this fear in my own life set me on a spiritual journey of self-discovery, of how to break free from fear. I want to end the suffering that is caused by fear for everyone, both people and animals. Fear is an energy that I can intuitively read and energetically transform for others as a healer. I healed my inner fears by looking at what it was, then using advanced energy healing techniques and the help of another healer to transform the limiting beliefs in my own personal life. And now I walk and talk my personal truth, and I feel more confident. I feel empowered in my life that I really can reach the goals that I have set for myself and the dreams that I have for my life. So where does this fear come from? I like to call it the inner critic, that funny little brain. We all have a cheerleader and an inner critic inside us. The cheerleader cheers us on in a positive way, saying things like, "I know I can do it. That's a good choice for me. I did a good job." Well, the inner critic uses fear to create self-doubt and negative talk. The inner critic says things like, "I can't do it. I'm not good enough. I don't deserve it." It's important for you to know that you are not your fear. Fear comes from our inner critic. It's the inner critic that creates thoughts that are connected to the emotions of fear. And when we are brave enough to face fear straight on, it loses its power. Fear just wants to be seen and understood, and then it transforms into a new peaceful perception. So I want you to think about your life and what fears might be holding you back. When we are having inner fear that we might not be aware of, it does express through us through different emotional responses, such as worry, complaining, blaming, getting defensive, judging yourself, doubting yourself, judging others, struggling, denying yourself something, feeling undeserving, feeling all alone, comparing yourself to others, manipulating, procrastinating, feeling not good enough. Do any of those sound like things you've experienced over the past 60 days? All of those are a response to inner fear that you might not be aware of. And if you think about it, all of us do experience that stuff. It's just getting a new perspective on it. Yeah, I feel overwhelmed. Okay, that's fear. What is that overwhelm trying to tell me? Do I need to slow down, or is it something else that we can shift through bringing in a positive belief system? That's how we work with fear, and we clear it energetically with Padisma energy. Those words are your experience in response to the inner fear. And so they're actually little clues to you. They're clues to what's going on in your life. They're clues to what you can look at and ask yourself what's going on. I'm feeling worried. Why? Logically, I don't think I need to worry. So why do I feel worried? What is it about? Question what's going on and find out and look at that fear and see what it wants to tell you. And ask yourself, how do you feel about it? How would your life be different without it? Self-reflection can help you begin overcoming the fear because you're looking at it. As a spiritual empowerment life coach and advanced energy healer, I help my clients to build awareness and confidence in looking at and shifting out of fear, and I use coaching tools and inner core healing. If you're interested in exploring what is holding you back, I invite you to a complimentary Fear Buster discovery session where we can discuss your primary fear and learn how you can transform it for a peaceful, fulfilling life. And if you have a pet, we'll include them in the conversation. Don't compromise your dreams that you have for your life by letting fear get in the way. I want to leave you today with my favorite quote from Walt Disney. All your dreams can come true if you have the courage to pursue them. And essentially what he's saying is, don't let fear hold you back. Remember that love makes all things possible, so get out there and live life.
Thank you for listening to Savvy Spiritual Growth with Suzanne Thibault. If you enjoyed this episode, tell a friend and share the amazing energy. Be sure to check out the other episodes to ignite your personal and spiritual growth. If you are ready to develop your intuition, talk to your pets and angels, and change your life, get Suzanne's free gift at suzannethibault.net. Also, visit us on Facebook, Tumblr, and Google+. Subscribe to the Savvy Spiritual Growth Podcast on iTunes.